This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also joining you tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that is the point of the show. We've also got Skype at the Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to join us and bring up whatever it is that you want. That is the point of the show. Now, we do have news that we bring in to discuss that we think you might find interesting. And throughout the weekend, we have been following the very disturbing story that began late Friday, where Donald Trump signed an executive order that essentially banned travel from people who were born in and or hail from seven different countries,
yes,
around the world. Iraq, Iran, Syria, I believe, was one of them.
Libya.
Libya.
Somalia.
And Somalia. And so there's updates on this situation. It's been boiling over all weekend long with protests at airports, large numbers of people gathering, protesting at airports because that's where this is happening. People are getting picked up, becoming detained by the federal government when they're just simply trying to come in. And this has included green card holders, although they sort of walked back on that one. Initially, green card holders were included, meaning they were stopped from coming back into the country that they supposedly had legal permission to be in.
Correct.
They were being held up. They were being detained, questioned. Some people were being sent back to where they had come from.
Saw a headline earlier that a family was detained for 20 hours and never given any food.
Wow. Yes. That's shocking. In addition to that, we also found out that there was a court hearing, like an emergency court hearing, on Saturday where a federal judge ordered that the Trump order be stayed, meaning that it should not be enforced until there's a further court hearing about it. And then we also further heard that the bureaucrats, the customs enforcement bureaucrats, were ignoring the judge's order. After having been made aware of it, they chose to continue to enforce Donald Trump's executive order.
Sadly.
And so, let's see, what else? Did I miss anything in the recap of what has gone on over the weekend?
That seems to be an accurate representation of what we knew heading into the show tonight.
Right. And so, of course, we've learned more since last night. You can join us with anything you want to jump in on. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Headline from The Washingtonian at Washingtonian.com. Despite court order, U.S. officials won't allow lawyers at Dulles to see detainees. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency at Dulles International Airport has refused to grant attorneys access to any detainees that it may be holding, according to Sharifa Abbasi, who's a coordinator, who is coordinating the volunteer lawyer efforts underway there. Yesterday, a federal judge for the Eastern District of Virginia ordered respondents, who include the CPB, Customs and Border Protection, President Trump, and the CPB Port Director for Dulles, Wayne Biondi, to, quote, permit lawyers access to all legal permanent residents being detained at Dulles International Airport. So the judge is ordering that they permit access, and again, only to legal permanent residents, so anybody else, sorry, apparently you're screwed.
Right, so legal permanent resident is somebody with a green card.
Abbasi says late Sunday morning a border agent told lawyers that agents have been instructed not to speak with them. About 15 lawyers have been directed to call Steve Sapp, the official with the CPB Office of Public Affairs, but have so far not had their calls answered or returned. Washingtonian called the number, which directed reporters to a cell phone number whose voicemail was full. Abbasi and one other lawyer we spoke to say officials at Dulles have refused to engage with the lawyers since this morning. A border agent who agreed to bring the lawyer's request for access to detainees as well as a copy of the order to her supervisor came back with this message, quote, "It's not going to happen," unquote. Lawyers at Dulles are currently considering motions to hold the government in contempt and compel disclosure of any individuals who are being detained.
So what happens when the government is in contempt of court?
Well, presumably the very executive agents who are in contempt of court would then have to enforce the contempt order against themselves, right?
Right. So I'm wondering here, you know, do the petty little tyrants working for ICE and DHS, do they wind up going to, you know, jail, go directly to jail, don't pass go, don't collect $200?
Who's going to send them there? Is the judge going to get out of his robe and grab some handcuffs?
He'll probably find another petty little tyrant to go, you know, take the first set of petty tyrants to jail. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. He has to utilize the executive branch. The judges just make decisions. Those bailiffs, they work for the executive branch.
Do they?
In a lot of cases, they do. It depends, I guess, on... So, for instance,
here in Keene, we've got one set that works for the sheriff's department and another set that's actually hired by the court.
That's true. You're right about that.
So, you know, are the federal bailiffs...
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they under the judicial or the executive branch?
Right. And who, you know, which... Whoever it is, do the bailiffs want to go up against Donald Trump? And whoever it is that's going to stay loyal to him.
Well, they wouldn't be throwing Donald Trump in jail.
He's one of the respondents here.
I know he's one of the respondents, but he's not the person that's standing there in JFK saying, "I'm sorry, Mr.
Right.
Syrian guy, you can't come in."
Although apparently that guy sounds like Donald Trump. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. So this sort of continues a discussion that we'd had last night about, you know, what do you do when your government here, and I don't want to have anything to do with them, but they insist on being our government. So, you know, this government that supposedly has checks and balances upon itself, all of it is clearly broken down. It's not working. They're not checking one another appropriately. They're not following each other's rules. You've got an executive branch completely ignoring what the judges have said over now from two different courts, one from New York that ordered them to to stay the enforcement of the order, and now further another one saying you need to let lawyers come in and talk to the green card holders, and they're ignoring that as well. So what good is this system again? Can someone remind me of why I'm supposed to be so enamored by the United States government system?
I don't know, but
it's the best in the world.
I do think that all of the employees of the executive branch should take a lesson from Ice Cube and check themselves before they wreck themselves. Because apparently, like, they're doing a really good job of wrecking themselves here by, you know, basically all being in contempt of court.
Yep, that's some of the latest that we've got here. Daryl, did you have any updates on the airport situation at all?
Yeah, apparently British and I saw in another story Canadian authorities have been told that passport holders from those two countries, even if they were originally from one of the seven countries that Trump has targeted, if the person has a British or Canadian passport and presumably, you know, any other passport that's part of the Commonwealth realm, which is what they call it, you know, like Australia and Jamaica and everything where they've got the Queen on the money.
Right.
You know, presumably this applies to all of those countries as well. If they have a passport from that country, they will not be affected by the travel ban in the U.S.
Okay.
U.K. Foreign Minister, or rather Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, made that announcement as officials around the world sought clarity on the new rules. Johnson was trying to end confusion over the extent of Donald Trump's ban after speaking on Sunday to Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner. Johnson released a detailed statement after the discussion saying that only nationals of Syria, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Somalia, Yemen, and Libya traveling directly to the U.S. from those countries are affected.
So as long as somebody has gotten some paperwork from two of the U.S.'s buddies, Canada and the U.K., then they're A-OK.
Presumably.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's worth pointing out that of the seven nations that have been selected, zero out of the seven have been the source of terror strikes. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute. But first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here. And I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. The stuff that you see there over at freetalklive.com was put there by listeners just like you and then voted on also by listeners like you. It's all free. It's a Reddit-based system where you get to submit content like, you know, YouTube videos that you think are interesting or outrageous or news articles, whatever you think our listeners and the hosts of the show would appreciate. It's a great way to suggest possible things for us to talk about on the air. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The situation in the airports continues to develop, and not for the better. It seems to just keep devolving into governmental chaos, if you will. The government that is supposed to be, you know, checking and balancing one another, keeping everything under control, governing, apparently can't even govern itself. I mean, this is really a perfect example of how failed the United States system is. Of course, we've seen countless examples of governmental failure over the years.
Right.
But this is really a fundamental failure of how the system itself is supposed to work. Sure, government fails whenever it tries anything. It always comes in inefficient. If it tries to build something, it always builds it at three times the cost that it should build it. I mean, there's all kinds
Only three times the cost? That's on the low end.
Sure. I mean, there's just so much waste and so much just ridiculousness. This is yet another example of how, on one hand, you've got judges saying one thing that you need, that ordering the executive branch to follow their orders, and the executive branch is ignoring those orders. And right now, you've got people's lives that are being caught in the midst of all this, where,
yes,
as you said, one family has been starved apparently for 20 plus hours while in custody at one of these airports.
Yes.
So that's where we are on this, and you know, the fact that anybody could be out there cheering this on, cheering on the, you know, kidnapping of peaceful people who are just simply trying to come here to enjoy a vacation or come here on business or just for whatever reason.
Or trying to return home.
Right, because they were on a vacation or out for business somewhere else, and they're just trying to come back. So again, I don't know if there's much more to say about that. That's pretty much the update.
A little bit more clarification here of what the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, was told from the Trump administration.
All right.
Now, whether or not the Trump administration wound up getting this down to the low-level people working for DHS and Border Patrol and ICE is another question. But, again, Foreign Secretary Johnson from the UK was told that the executive order only applies to individuals traveling from one of the seven named countries. If someone is traveling to the U.S. from anywhere else, the executive order allegedly does not apply, and they will not experience any extra checks, regardless of nationality or place of birth. Again, this is what the Trump administration told the UK government. They also said that if the person is a UK national who happens to be traveling from one of the named countries, the order does not apply, even if you were born in one of those countries. If you are a dual citizen of one of the countries traveling to the U.S. from outside of those countries, again, the order allegedly does not apply. But again, do the Border Patrol people, do the DHS people...
Do they understand all that?
Do they know that? One, do they know it? Two, mm-hmm, do they care? And three, will they actually follow the rules?
And is there any consequence for them if they don't follow the rules? It seems like there will likely not be much more than a slap on the hand.
Possibly. And this is one of the cases where I wish Melanie actually were here because,
yeah,
you know, she has gone through the legal training.
She couldn't make it tonight, unfortunately.
But my understanding of, you know, somebody filing a civil rights case, it's not enough just that their rights were violated. It's that their rights were violated and the government bureaucrat should have known that it was a violation.
So if it was an accidental violation, then that's okay, bureaucrat.
Yep.
You just made a mistake.
Yep. You goofed up. Sorry. Yeah, and sorry, Mr. Person that had their rights violated. He didn't really understand that it was violation. Although for you, ignorance of the law is no excuse. It doesn't matter that you didn't know that, you know, whatever you just got convicted of was wrong. For you, ignorance is not an excuse. But for government bureaucrats, they can be ignorant of everything.
Now, I saw a different story related to Donald Trump here in the news today, and a lot of libertarians were passing this one around as though it was really exciting news. And on its face, it does seem like it could mean something. And I'm talking about Donald Trump signing another executive order today that supposedly is going to reduce regulatory burdens in the United States on businesses. Can you hear about this?
Only from you just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
But I seem to remember it wasn't that long ago that libertarians and conservatives were not fans of executive orders.
Because it's like outside of the way
right, when,
the system
when,
works.
When George Bush was signing executive orders, you know, libertarians weren't really happy about that. Mm-hmm. When Barack Obama was signing executive orders, libertarians weren't happy about that. But for some reason, when a guy that looks like a Cheeto with a bad toupee signs an executive order, then all of a sudden, yay, yay, America.
Well, I've always, you know, I don't know enough about the executive order. As I understand it, it is something that only can affect the way the executive branch operates and probably not, you know, have as much of an effect as a lot of people think that they do.
Right. And, you know, the whole point behind the executive orders was so that, you know, presidents could declare a special holiday without having to convince Congress to wind up, you know, hey, pass this special holiday.
Yeah, so in this case, Reuters is reporting at Yahoo.com, President Donald Trump signed an order today that will seek to dramatically pare back federal regulations by requiring agencies to cut two regulations that exist for every new rule introduced. Now, again, on its face, that doesn't sound like a terrible idea. And somebody did complain that they would prefer to be five regulations cut for every one regulation added. But, you know, it's something that's unusual. I've never heard that before.
So I've actually got more wording of that. Yes,
oh, I've got the whole thing here, too.
It does say, you know, about repeal to blah, blah, blah. But the first sentence, unless prohibited by law. Meaning that right. Congress can just say, you're not allowed to repeal stuff.
That's true. And the order itself actually has exemptions in it. We'll get into the details.
Of course it does. Everything has.
Right.
Even the balanced budget amendment that a bunch of conservatives are saying, we need this. It says, except for in times of emergency. And
which is
there's
like
basically
all the time.
Been a time of emergency
yeah.
since 1933.
Pretty much, yeah. They've never rolled back some of the states of emergency, as I understand it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So is this all for show?
Yes.
We'll dig further into the supposed small government order here by Trump.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us right here. Take control of the airwaves. That's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Coming up in just about 4 weeks, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from Anarchapulco. You can go to anarchapulco.com, learn more about the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, where they'll bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's happening February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. You can go to anarchapulco.com to line up your tickets. It's not too late. That's anarchapulco.com. And again, we're going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Here's the excerpt from MSNBC, recorded this morning with Donald Trump and his statement as he's surrounded by what are supposedly business people who support his signing of an executive order that ostensibly will be paring back federal regulations to supposedly benefit business people. We'll dig a little further into what exactly is behind this, but let me give you the audio here from Trump.
Ever cut by far in terms of regulation. Folks are small business owners, and they're great people. have been representative of the community, of the small business community. If you have a regulation you want, number one, we're not going to approve it because it's already been approved probably in 17 different forms. But if we do, the only way you have a chance is we have to knock out two regulations for every new regulation. So if there's a new regulation, they have to knock out two.
Now that sounds like a pretty nice idea. I mean, who's in favor of smaller government would be against the idea of, okay, you want a new regulation? You got to knock out two.
Okay, so can we knock out the regulation that takes it so long to actually remove a regulation?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I've got the article from NPR pulled up, and they say there are about 80,000 pages in the Federal Register where all federal rules are published. But in order to repeal a regulation, a federal agency has to go through the same notice and comment process that is used to create a new regulation that can take up to a year.
Wow.
There is a workaround, however, for newly enacted regulations called the Congressional Review Act. It gives lawmakers the opportunity to repeal regulations approved in the last 60 days of the congressional session. But that, too, is a time-consuming process, and given that the Senate needs to act on Trump's nominations, that being cabinet nominations, it's likely that only a relative few number of regulations could even be repealed in this manner. One is likely to come up this week, however. House leaders say that they will attempt to repeal the Stream Protection Rule, an Obama administration regulation that forbids coal companies from dumping rocks and other debris created by mountaintop removal mining into nearby streams.
According to the story over at Yahoo, the new order does not require the repeal of the two regulations be done simultaneously with the release of the additional rules, according to one of the officials. And I did look at the actual text of the executive order itself, and it does say that in order to propose a new regulation, they do have to identify two regulations that should be removed. But it doesn't necessarily say that they have to be removed first. It just says
that
they
ever have to be just identify two things.
Right. Yeah, that's what
all
it
right,
says.
Good job, and now here's more regulations, and you can just forget that you even identified those.
Right, so again, the intentions of what someone says in politics do very rarely actually, you know, become what the, you know, order or law actually does.
Right.
So,
and then
we see this happening all the time, where, like, judges will interpret a law differently than the bureaucrats interpreted the law, differently than the people who wrote it originally intended it.
Right. And, well, I've got a question here. It doesn't specify that the two regulations identified have to be different from previously identified regulations.
or that they could keep specifying the same two.
Yeah. So, all right, here's two regulations that we're good with removing. Just keep pointing to those two.
Also, one thing that's not detailed at all is, well, how do you define a regulation? Is a regulation just like, you know, RSA 239.1
colon
8? Okay, I'm just giving you an example. I'm just giving you, like, you know, 1:8, like that sentence, is that a regulation? Or is it
could
the
be
entire page? Or, you know, is it the whole paragraph? Is it the whole book? You know, what is a regulation? And, you know, if they're adding one regulation that's 10 paragraphs long, can they remove two regulations that are one sentence long? So I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of, you know, games that they'll be able to play with this new ruling.
Right, and again, for clarification, regulations are things that are written by
the bureaucrats,
where, you know, like almost all of what people call Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, almost all of that was actually written well after they passed it, because things kept saying, as the secretary shall describe or define.
Right. So they give power to these bureaucrats to write rules.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services was then given carte blanche to, here, write a bunch of regulations.
So more from the Trump conference here.
But it goes far beyond that. We're cutting regulations massively for small business and for large business, but they're different, but for small business. And that's what this is about today. And this will be the biggest such act that our country has ever seen. There will be regulation, there will be control, but it will be a normalized control where you can open your business and expand your business very easily.
Again, I don't know what it means where he says there will be normalized control, but, you know, who wouldn't like to be able to just open their business easily and expand their business easily? I mean, that sounds like a nice thing to say, but once again, is he just campaigning here? Because I don't think that, you know, there's anything necessarily in this executive order that's going to guarantee fewer regulations down the road.
Now, a lot of the things, especially dealing with small business and being able to open your business and expand your business, those are all state regulations.
And local. Yeah, exactly.
No, those are state, municipal, county. Donald Trump can't do anything about, you know, no, Donald Trump says I don't need a business license. I can just open my business and expand. So I'm going to, you know, open up a craft brewery in my backyard because Donald Trump said I can just open business.
Yeah, I'm interested to see a year, 2 years down the road, because you said it takes them like a year at least to get rid of some of these regulations because they have to have a comment period, they have to propose the removal. So I'm interested to see. I hope that there's some think tank who is going to pay close attention to the number of federal regulations like right now and then a year or 2 years from now to see if they actually do get
if
reduced.
I had to put money on it, I would say Jim Babka from Downsize DC is probably working on it.
Okay, I hope so. Here's more.
And that's what our country has been all about. Should I sign it?
Yeah, those are all cameras in the background, obviously.
Those are, old-school cameras.
Do you have anything to say for the press, anybody? Would you like to say something for the press? Anybody? Become famous back in Syracuse? Anybody?
Just thank you for doing this, because small business has just been buried in a tidal wave of red tape. And to break that will really change the world for us. Thank you.
Well, we'll see about that. You know, I'd like to be optimistic, but this is the government we're talking about. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about this executive order here. Is it really going to do what they're saying that it will? You can join us, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and Skype in it. Skype username, lrn.fm.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy.
Tons of energy.
Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog.
Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Just feed your dog right.
Due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Trump proposing this executive order that a lot of people are crowing about online today, saying he's going to cut two regulations, or that he's going to demand the federal bureaucracies cut two regulations for every new regulation they want to add.
Shall identify.
Right. Well, there's what he's saying is different from what it says in the actual executive order. So there's what he said at the press conference this morning. There's what the news is saying about it, because they're just believing, you know, what he said at the press conference. I bet very few of the news media are actually taking a close look at the wording of this executive order. Section 1, the purpose, says it is the policy of the executive branch to be prudent and financially responsible in the expenditure of funds from both public and private sources.
When did that start?
Apparently just now.
I don't see how you get to be $19 trillion in debt by being prudent,
right,
and what was financially responsible?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they're trying to turn things around there, Daryl, which, of course, a lot of people would say, give him a chance. Give him a chance. I got to be skeptical.
Yeah.
Of these government guys. Just because, you know, he's Donald Trump and he's a little different, you know, acts different from your typical politician, doesn't mean that he's not, or that doesn't mean that he really is that different. So,
right.
So take everything with a grain of salt, double check the claims, and so let me continue here. In addition to the management of the direct expenditure of taxpayer dollars through the budgeting process, it is essential to manage the costs associated with the governmental imposition of private expenditures required to comply with federal regulations. Toward that end, it is important for every one new regulation issued, at least two prior regulations be identified for elimination, and that the cost of planned regulations be prudently managed and controlled through a budgeting process. So it says that they should be identified, at least two, should be identified for elimination. So that sounds like they have the intention of eliminating those regulations. but it doesn't actually say that they should be eliminated or when they need to be eliminated. It's not clear with that language.
And can I just go off on a tangent here for a moment? Has anybody else noticed that the White House website has become some sort of weird clickbait site?
No, I don't spend any time there.
Well, I just tried following a link to the executive order, and it took me to a page. Put your email address here to subscribe. I don't want to subscribe. So I clicked the go to website, and instead of taking me to the page that I wanted to go to, it took me to the front page. So then I had to close that, go to the other thing, and re-click the link, and then it took me directly where I wanted to go.
Well, it's not uncommon for government websites to be unwieldy and broken. So
right, but this is an unwieldy, broken thing that just happened. Like, it happened when Donald Trump took it. He turned the website into clickbait.
If you go through the rest of this press release here, or the actual text of the regulation, it does talk about that they do need to be totaling up the cost of all of their regulations, and that the heads of the agencies are directed to the total incremental cost of all new regulations, including repealed regulations, to be finalized this year shall be no greater than zero. So the claim here is that whatever it is that they end up doing should not increase the cost of regulatory burden or the cost of enforcement.
Hold on. Finish the sentence. Unless otherwise required by law or consistent with the advice provided in writing by the director of the Office of Management and Budget. So
correct.
It should equal zero unless we tell you that it doesn't have to equal zero, in which case, carry on.
Right, and then later there's more exemptions for this. So again, the idea is one new regulation proposed, they're supposed to identify two to be cut. Well, that doesn't even apply to regulations issued with respect to a military, national security, or foreign affairs function of the United States, regulations related to agency, organization, management, or personnel, or any other category of regulations exempted by the director. So the director of OMB, Office Management Budget, or whatever it is, he can just arbitrarily decide based on political favoritism or whatever. So, you know, some bureaucrat comes to him and says, please, you got to exempt my department from this rule. And then, you know, okay, fine. What can you do for me? Scratch my back or whatever. So who knows if this will even really have any effect whatsoever on the federal government and their amount of regulations. I understand why people are excited. I get it. It sounds good on its face, but you know, like a lot of things with government, the devil's in the details.
Right, and the Bill of Rights sounds good, you know, after the first five words, Congress shall make no law, and then there's a bunch of other stuff, and then, you know, they just do whatever the hell they want to.
Right. So, you know, if you are so jazzed up about this and you're buying into it, just take a chill pill and wait and see what happens. The thing with this, with Trump, is one of the reasons why he's such a brilliant politician, in my opinion, is he sounds so different, but yet when you start digging in, it really
he
isn't
sounds
that
different because he uses short sentences. They're the best sentences, and they all have words, but they're very short. He speaks on, you know, like that fifth grade level or whatever
yeah, sure.
It is. So you asked, how do they define regulation? Well, his executive order here defines regulation.
Okay.
For the purpose of this order, the term regulation or rule means an agency statement of general or particular applicability and future effect designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy, or to describe the procedure or practice requirement of an agency, but does not include regulations
issued. I don't
understand
that. That's just a bunch of words to me.
Basically, something that's written down that was not passed by Congress.
Well, I mean, that is kind of what a regulation is, but it doesn't specify how long the regulation is. So, again, if they can just cut out two sentences and then add a huge paragraph, then that's not going to solve any problems. It's not going to do what he's intending.
Right, but again, he's not saying that they actually have to repeal anything, just identify it.
Right. It's not clear when or if these identified regulations will actually be repealed. Now, there is that specification in there that the, you know, basically it should zero out, but as you already pointed out, there are exemptions to that. So there's so many different exemptions in here that people should not be surprised if, you know, the end of 2017 there are more federal regulations. And even if there, even if, you know what, even if the federal bureaucracies are like, all right, well, we're just not going to do anything. Well, then you get all the regulations on the books and nothing gets removed, right? Because this only removes regulations if new ones are proposed. So even if this does what he intends it to do, and that is, you know, and I'm skeptical that it will, but let's just presume that it will, that every new regulation proposed, they have to remove two. Well, if they propose no new regulations, which again wouldn't be a bad thing, but if they propose nothing new, you still have the tens of thousands of existing pages. This does nothing on its own by itself to remove regulations
right.
from the books.
And if they don't remove anything, let's say that they pass another 5,000 pages worth of regulations and they don't actually remove anything, well, the final subsection of the executive order says this order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities. Blah, blah, blah.
It says you can't sue them over it.
Right. So we can do whatever we want, and you can't do anything. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So again, you know, color me skeptical of all of this. I think what you're going to end up seeing here is, you know, a greater police state. We're already seeing that now with earlier that we were talking about the airports. Where they're detaining peaceful people
yep.
who are just trying to come in here. One of the photos that the Washingtonian shows a man with a machine gun, some federal agent-looking character, standing in an airport with a machine gun, you know, and there's protesters behind him. I mean, this is it's a crazy situation that we're already in here 2 weeks into the Trump administration. There have been some good things that have been proposed, like repealing the you know, the subsidies for NPR and for public radio. If that actually happens, great. But so far, it hasn't actually happened.
Right.
So, you know, be sure to cheer on things that are actually occurring, and not just the sort of the propaganda that Trump is putting out there to make him seem different. That is what he's succeeding at. Is he's saying all these things like, we're going to slash the regulations to help business. Who could be against that? Well, if they actually do it, great. But I want to see the proof in the pudding, not promises. Because we're still just getting promises at this point. An executive order filled with exemptions is not going to make the government smaller.
Right.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us here. What lessons can we learn about Trump from Hugo Chavez? Coming up, Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.